The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hello and good morning. You are tuning into the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And we have a very special guest 2 weeks in a row, Nina Telesca Mignani, with the Palumbo Group, an interior architect who also applies the principles of feng shui.
Yes. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. We thank you for being here again with us. And we are here every Saturday and Sunday. We discuss numerous real estate topics here on the show, Real Estate Roundtable. You can email us during the week
at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can call us at 570-344-6724.
Toll free?
1-888-399-5225. That's 888-399-JACK.
Thank you, Pat. You can view our listings or search the MLS or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. We have a full-time real estate office with many full-time realtors. We've been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years. And you can friend us on Facebook at Jack Ruddy. Nina, can I have a little bit of background on you, please?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. I have an industrial engineering degree from Penn State, and then I went back and got my master's degree in interior architecture from Marywood. And I'm currently with the Palumbo Group, and I also have a side business of reorganizing space, I guess is the way you can say it. So, and I'm using the principles of feng shui, which to me a lot of times is common sense, and making the space work for you.
Okay, great. Well, what's common sense to you, believe it or not, doesn't come easily for others. But I know that the feng shui, whole concept of feng shui is, in, if it's applied correctly, brings good luck, fortune, wealth, health, and prosperity, correct?
Right. Okay. And creates a harmony in your life. Okay. So not only your home, but I mean, we're connected to our interiors. So absolutely.
Office, work, space.
Right.
Okay. So this is why you're here, to talk to us about this. If, you know, last week we spent a lot of time on the Bagua, and we talked about...
On the what?
The map.
The map. Oh, the map. We were talking about the clock, the
like
Bagua.
Like in Dora. Oh, you Dora, know, the map.
Oh, the map. That's right. We have kids. We understand.
The map. What exactly. What show is that? The map.
Dora.
The map.
Oh, Dora.
Right. I can hear that. I can hear that little voice. Okay, so the map, the Bagua. Mm-hmm. Okay, and that's where our lives are, in our homes, in our workspaces, in our environments, in the different elements that come. There's five elements to the feng shui principles, correct?
Correct. And right, and then just to go back one step, the Bagua, which is that octagon, each piece of it, each segment represents the houses of different pieces of our life, the journey, the finance, the knowledge, etc.
Okay. Now,
we were talking last week, you were saying it's most important to get declutter.
Yes.
It's very important in selling your house, too.
You read my mind.
Yes.
That's exactly where I was going.
Getting rid of the stuff.
I would love to come in some of the houses with you guys.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
And we would love it, too.
That's
okay.
Right.
Well, Let's make that happen.
Okay. So if we have, say we have, you know, we're working. Last week, I think, you know, we could say that show was devoted to what to do if you're selling your house or if you want a better living environment for those things we just talked about, health, good luck, fortune, harmony, so on and so forth. Now, if a buyer's out there looking for a home, that perfect home that they want to purchase and live in, what would you say they should look for in a home in terms of feng shui? What should they avoid? What should they look for? Things like that. And I understand that's a question that might not be answered because everybody
subjective.
Has...
Subjective.
Yes, okay. So, but, you know, in turn, could you offer any tips?
Sure. I would say to, first of all, look at the outside of the house, walk around the house, get a feel of the neighborhood, who's walking around? Are people walking with their dogs? You know, does it seem like that would suit their needs? And then I'd say in the interior is just to get a feel, and I guess I'm presuming a lot of the houses are occupied, you know, that they go in. Yeah, I mean, there you have to create your own environment, so you have to imagine. Sometimes it's hard for people, I realize that, to have an imagination of what it could look out, you know, with their own things in it. Just how does it function? You know, where is, I mean, you know, obviously if they don't want to spend a lot of money on renovating, you know, does it work for them in their space? I mean, in their lifestyle, really. So it doesn't have to be major fixes. So it's just basically seeing if that floor plan works for them. I think the floor plan is really the most important thing. The other things, right, the finishes, I mean, the paint, even the exterior, that can all be fixed relatively inexpensively.
And easily. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, a lot of the things that I read up on when I was doing the show and working on this show and putting it together, there are things that we all, whether we are selling, buying, or just living in a home, well, we can do day to day to enhance our environment. And you have mentioned it's common sense. And mm-hmm. But a lot of people, I know we talked about this last week, you know, sometimes are blind to what's going on and they don't see it as someone else would coming in, an objective pair of eyes. Mm-hmm. There are things, cobwebs. If you have plants, there's dead leaves sometimes that fall behind the plants. And these are things that I know that if we stay on top of, we're developing that positive energy and we're keeping that energy flow in our homes.
Exactly.
Placing wind chimes. Where do we place those wind chimes?
Well, there's, for example, they say if you're in conflict with, if you have a conflict with a family member, that to place the wind chimes in that section of the bagua, that to create a different energy flow in that space. So I haven't personally used wind chimes, and this is where I'm saying, you know, I am a student of feng shui. I mean, there are masters of feng shui, and so there is so much information. And there's also, the way I look at it is something that works for me from a Western philosophy. I mean, this is all Eastern based, and it's an amazing, incredible tool. And hit the history of it, again, it's based on a book from, you know, before, I can't remember how long, but it's based on the Yi Ching, which is the oldest book known to man, actually. So that bagua came from that. So what I'm saying is sometimes I feel that I'm better if I can adopt, let's say, more Western philosophy to the space so it works for me. And we were talking earlier about, for example, if there's a beam over your bed, and, you know, if you read some of these books, and actually I have a stack with me right here, that they say to place bamboo in a certain location. And again, that wouldn't necessarily work for me. So that's why I say it's feng shui with a twist, in a sense, because to me, it's how do you work within that space to make it work for you and your life so that you're comfortable with it. And like you said, there's certain basic things that I think are common sense. And we said some people don't think it's, maybe they just kind of forget. But even if it's clutter, like you said, with paperwork and stacks of paperwork, just get rid of that. And I know from my own personal experience, or things in the sink, and get rid of those things. Again, it's organizing your space, and it's just to create the energy, a positive energy all around you. So whether it's at home or at work, wherever you are, even in your car, I mean, you know, we can all look at spaces that need to be changed. You know, just change the energy by changing that space. Little simple fixes.
Okay. So, you know, you have bedrooms and there's children's rooms, things you should not do. Where placement of the bed, mm-hmm. I believe, is one of the most important things you can do in a bedroom. Mm-hmm. And if you have a closet in the bedroom, if you have an adjoining bathroom in the bedroom, and the door, the entry door into the bedroom, any door in the bedroom is supposed to be closed while you're sleeping, correct?
That's right.
That's right. The toilet lid's got to be down too, I was told.
That's challenging for men.
What can I tell you?
Yes, and in terms of where the bed is located, you want to be able to see who's entering the door. And again, we're just focused on the bed. So that's one key element. So however you can achieve that, and to move your bed, basically, to make it work. So, and to me, again, that's just common sense. I want to know, I mean, if my kids have to enter my room or something, then I want to know that I can see them. And having if you have a master bathroom, to close the door to that as well. Again, close the closet doors. And, I mean, lighting is also important, which we didn't cover. and making sure that there's enough light. I mean, or you can dim light too, so that it functions, you know, for various reasons. And
you were talking about also about books to get to. You said one of these really good books you have is I didn't even know it existed, is Feng Shui for Dummies.
Actually,
I think that's great.
I think it's yeah, it was pretty funny, and I think I bought it just because I was a little curious. And the author is someone who studied with a feng shui master who I've read about. And so it was, to me, credible enough that I picked it up and bought it. He studied with a Holiness Grandmaster Professor Lin Young, and I'm going to butcher the last name, Rinpoche. But also, I've heard that name, I mean, just in terms of Buddhism and other books I've read on Buddhism. So he is a master of feng shui. So again, that's where this author referenced his material, and he's also studied feng shui. And then, as I said, the first book that I got was Feng Shui Made Easy, which is available on Amazon.com, and that was through William Spear is the author. And I read the book 15 years ago, and then after reading it, I reached out and became one of his, I guess you could say, students. He became my mentor. So, and there's tons of books out there on the market. So, I mean, it's interesting, and there are, I guess you could say, cures of ways to place furniture in your home, in your work, to make it work for you. And that's really the key. I mean, it's just changing the energy, the chi, which we didn't really talk about last week, and changing that energy in the space to make it work. And the other thing we did talk about during, I guess the last time or during break, was if something is working, though, and this is what I learned from my mentor, if it's working, then don't change it. So maybe you don't have to make any changes, or maybe they're very slight changes. So you don't want to go in and just change everything. You know, if things are working for you, there's no need. I mean, if the energy, if you have good energy, if things are working well, then leave it as it is.
So if you're positive, you have harmony in your life, and
right,
good relationships, okay, good.
Yeah, I want to meet that person.
All right, so do I. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll come back to that after the break, Nina. We'll talk about more furniture placement. Before we go to break, Pat, would you like to make an announcement?
Yes, I have we found a really interesting article. Good Morning America partnered with the real estate website Zillow.com to figure out the top 10 places to buy in 2011. Generally, it says home values since 2006 nationally have fallen 26% and as much as 50% in some areas. So what Zillow did is they looked at four factors to determine the top 10 places to live in the United States. They used affordability, unemployment. Obviously, you need a low unemployment, foreclosure. You need a low foreclosure rate. And also, they looked at price increases. So if you've had a price increase in the last year, that's the best place to live. Now, I feel like David Letterman. Here are the top 10 best places to buy in 2011. Number one is Utica, New York. It says the prices have gone up 5% in the past year. Number two is Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Number three, Rochester, New York. That's not too far. Number four is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Number five is Tulsa, Oklahoma. There's two Oklahomas in there. Number six is Albany, New York. Number seven is Lancaster, Pennsylvania. We were just there. Number eight is Madison, Wisconsin. Number nine, Green Bay, Wisconsin. And number 10 is Lincoln, Nebraska. So the top 10 places to buy in 2011, number one is Utica, New York. That is the winner.
Okay. Thank you, Pat. Please stay with us on the Real Estate Roundtable. We will be back after a very brief break on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. When opportunity knocks, you want to be ready. At Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, we have an exceptional understanding of the real estate market. With over 40 years experience, we make sure when you walk through our door, you will be given the highest level of service. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can help smooth the way when things get complicated. You need the real estate representation you deserve, and Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate can deliver.
Hi, I'm Pat Devaney, and I'm a realtor with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We will guide you during every step. Call us today for any questions. Whether you are buying or selling, call 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724. Friend us on Facebook or visit jruddy.com. And don't forget to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable, Saturdays at 11 a.m. and Sundays at 11:30.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker in with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Good morning.
Good morning. And our very special guest, Nina Telesca Mignani.
Good morning.
Good morning. Our feng shui specialist. You are a specialist. And you're giving us great tips on the feng shui concepts and principles and what to do and not do in our homes, where we live, where we work. And I think one of the points I want to make is, you know, a lot of times these principles, these concepts cannot be applied to a current home, a current situation, mm-hmm. and living condition. But, you know, don't despair.
I don't have to move out of my house
because
it's
have
not
to
feng shui appropriate.
Right. Don't demolish it. Don't move, because there are some things that you can do that are
remedies
and corrections one can make. And I know that in our discussions, we spent a lot of time on the map, mm-hmm.
the Bagua.
And we didn't talk about the basement. Can we talk about that for a little bit?
Sure. And I'd just like to clarify, as I said, I am a student of feng shui. So thank you. Well, the basement. And when we mentioned this on break, Jess, who's the
producer,
you know, said, oh, the basement. And I think, you know, we have to realize how that's a big part of our life, even though we may not want to think about it, because that's where everything gets shoved. And it's there, and it's part of our space, and it exists. And I know you said you have nothing in your basement, nothing in your attic, and it's clean. And I think that's the perfect scenario, or at least keep it orderly and have it have meaning. And I think that's a big piece of feng shui too, is does it have meaning? And again, we're all going to have things we need to store. So there's a practical side of it. And that's why I always say it's more of feng shui with the twist and how it works for us. And because this is all Eastern philosophy. So in our Western culture, you know, what works for us. And I think sometimes Americans, we have a lot and we accumulate a lot. So I think, again, going back to our show from last week, it's getting rid of clutter and starting with a basement. So we're starting from the ground up. So we're looking at not only, and again, this incorporates what you hear, what you smell, you know, what you see. So it's about the air quality as well, the light. So if you have, and like I said, when we were on break, I just got recently a dehumidifier. So, I mean, I can tell, like, it creates a different smell in my whole house. I mean, it just, you know, it permeates the entire house. So that's something to consider too. And again, this may seem like common sense, and most of the time, actually it is. It truly is. It's just, it's making space work for you. So if it's dark and you know, just add light, basic principles. If there's clutter, get rid of it or organize it so that it's in orderly fashion, so you know where things are. So you're not creating extra stress in your home, and it's about creating that positive energy throughout your entire environment, whether it's at home or at work, wherever you are. So that things are in place and you're in harmony. And that's the whole key of feng shui, is to create harmony in your life by making sure all those, as we talked about, the Bagua, so everything works for you.
Okay. Now, I know one of the things that you've impressed upon me is, if it's not broken, don't fix it. So if something is working in someone's life, of course, they should continue with it. Nina, let's talk about color. We touched on it briefly. Let's go back to it, if you don't mind. Can
sure.
we do that from,
Absolutely.
Say, the foyer on?
Sure. Okay. And we can even start with the front door, which there's certain colors, black, which represents water, which is good, because if we're going to say, again, if we have the perfect scenario where we're looking at a Cape Cod, the front door is in the center, which is our journey, then you're entering into a journey of good wealth.
All
we
right.
hope.
I
okay?
like that.
So yes, certain colors have different representations. So we'll start with the color green, which, again, it's common sense. New life, you think of growth and plants. So new beginnings is green. Purple is wealth, royalty. And again, you think of royal robes. So, I mean, this isn't anything, you know, that's off the mark. I mean, it makes sense in many ways.
So we're royalty. We have a plum front door. I guess we're royally
set.
No, as long as I'm not royally screwed, that's fine.
So don't change it if
it's working.
I won't.
We're not going to change anything.
Exactly. So red is the color of power. And again, this is a very active color. And, you know, when designing space commercially, like I said, when I've designed spaces and interiors of schools, you want to limit the amount of red because it's a very active color. So, I mean, again, this goes back to just color principles in general. Pink, of course, you think of love, marriage, motherhood. White is clean. I mean, this goes back to even when white, I remember learning this in an architectural class or something, but or reading about it somewhere, that white is very pure. I mean, because it was the most difficult color to make it, even with white shirts. You know, that well, white was always the white collar, you know, was always wealth and, well, actually cleanliness. I'm sorry about that. Gray is neutral, the absence of color. So, you know, you want to gray something out. That makes sense. Black is power and authority.
Yellow? And
yellow is health and earth. And actually, I've read, though, with yellow that it sometimes can be a very irritating color, so depending on the color. And I know they, I remember reading that they don't use it for hospital rooms, for example, because of that fact. So, but again, it, and yellow earth tone. So, I mean, again, it depends. There's so many different yellows and variations on the theme to make it work. And even we talked about, you know, the front door, the foyer, they say typically should be a somewhat, you know, not a white color, but a little bit darker. I mean, it makes sense too. I mean, I think that's where my kids come in and they drop everything on a bench that's there. So, I mean, it gets beat up. But so again, it's from a feng shui standpoint, it's good principle. And then also from a practical standpoint, it works.
Okay. Orange.
Orange, I mean, is a very vibrant color. And actually, well, as you know, it's a combination of red and yellow. So to me, I mean, that's a powerful color as well. I have a red, as I was saying during break, I have actually an orange color in my kitchen. So, and we talked about change, and I know when my kids first saw it, my son hated it. And it's something he got used to, but to me, that's the heart of my home. And as a kitchen is, I mean, going back to Puritan times, I mean, that's where everything
took place. That's where everything happens, right, in the kitchen.
So, I mean, to me, it's a very vibrant space. I mean, my kids do their homework there. We, you know, we eat there. We, you know, their friends hang out there. So, I mean, it's a very important piece.
And orange is in.
Orange is in. I love orange. I think that's, I'm not a red person, though. I'm a really more of an orange person. Yeah, I mean, there's different colors. And it's interesting to follow the color trends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
there's some orange cars around from the 60s that really don't look so, they look kind of funky to me.
But it all comes back,
yes,
right?
It does.
How about blue?
Blue. Well, I mean, blue, right, is a very, it's knowledge. It's a very soothing color. You think of the sky. I mean, soothing, you know, like I think.
Peaceful, soothing.
Right, exactly. Okay. I mean, sometimes, you know, even if you wanted to do a ceiling color, blue. I mean, I know I did my son's room with clouds. You know, it looked like literally like the sky. So it's very soothing. So, and again, actually, not only color, but the way that lines, and this isn't really feng shui, but it's just design, but it actually is feng shui when you think about the yin and the yang, and what, we didn't talk about this in the other shows, but I'm going to say like vertical stripes versus horizontal, and that has a certain energy to it. So if you have a painted room that's, let's say, horizontal stripes, it's going to be much more soothing than having it vertical, which is up and, you know, a very rigid. So again, that goes to the yin and the yang and how that works together. So, and even furniture, we didn't really get into that either, of what that, I mean, if it's a lower sofa, if we're talking about the home and how you furnish your home, I know in my family room, my media room, you know, it's a very low sofa, so it's not going to be upright. So it's very comfortable and relaxing. And that's the environment that I want to create. So it's getting all these pieces that work to create the environment you want and the energy that you want in your home to create that balance and to create that harmony. And that's the key to feng shui.
Okay. And how about brown?
Brown, I mean, that's an earth color. And again, there's so many variations on the theme. I mean, it's a very, it's an earth color, ground, so connected. It's, you know, I mean, if you, actually one of my rooms was painted all brown. Well, my powder room actually is. And it's very, you know, it's makes it smaller, which sometimes you want to create that. And again, that's just design principles as well, depending on what you want to do. So it's using feng shui and design and marrying the two. Well, it is how they all work together. So to create that positive chi.
Okay, great. So I think we hit all the colors. Mm-hmm. And I know it's personal preference for me. My house is, our house is
decluttered and pretty much wide open.
Wide open.
The toilet seats are up.
Yeah, well, I'm putting them down at night now that I know I'm
screwing
up. We're
working on that, Nina.
I'm screwing up the energy.
Right, you don't want a toilet in your financial section, too. Everything goes down the drain.
No,
so you wanna...
there you go.
Yeah. So think about
down
it.
Down the toilet.
Now I got to talk to my five-year-old and impress that upon him.
Right, right.
So, okay, but basically, the way that we did our home, our interior design is probably just all variations of white. And very, very light blue for my son and yellow.
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
See? You're an expert.
Well,
you're very knowledgeable.
But I didn't.
Yeah, well, we have dark floors. The floors are Brazilian redwood, so they're pretty dark. Mm. And then the rest of the room.
I like to do that to ground the space. And I did that as well in my home. You know, I put Brazilian walnut. So, I mean, it's a cathedral ceiling. So, again, I think that's a great piece.
Great choice. We try to keep the walls light because we knew the floors would be so dark.
Yes. Yeah, so and white is the new black in design. So, yes, everything's white, white, white.
Why?
Hospital clean white.
How about views? Views are important, correct? Out of like a child's room, what they're facing, what you're facing in your bedroom. If mm-hmm. you don't have a spectacular view, which many do not have, mm-hmm. overlooking a garden or something like that, there are easy fixes or corrections for that as well, correct?
Yes. And there's always corrections and solutions to design problems, and there's always a way to fix something. And whether it's a painting or, you know, a landscape, something that's soothing. So to give you the space or plants to make it work, there's always a solution to whatever, you know, maybe something not in harmony.
I got a question. My feng shui apprentice over there, we did at the office, she put a fountain by the front door and a mirror. What does that stuff symbolize?
Well, mirrors, depending on where you put it, I mean, it gives you a view of who's coming in.
Okay.
And the water is always a key element, first of all, for sound that it creates. So it's not only creating a visual effect, but it's flowing and it's energy, it's positive. And it apparently must be working for you because you're...
It's nice. I like it. I like the little fountain at the front door and the mirror. And
that's what I'm saying. A lot of these principles are, you know, it's just also good design. And obviously, like I said, it's working for your space, so which is always a good thing.
Yeah, it's very nice. Mm-hmm.
You are listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And Nina, you have been a wealth of information. Thank you so much. I know you say that you are a student of feng shui, but you know a lot. And we thank you for your time and your information. And we've had really great shows with you. And I'm so thankful you came in with us.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks. Before we close, Pat?
Yes, I have a listing. It's 515 Breck Street in Scranton, Pennsylvania. It's a two-unit. It's listed for $68,500. That's listed by Sarah Weiss. You can move right in and let the tenants pay the mortgage. All the appliances are included. It has new porches with the Trex decking. It has new carpet, new flooring, and low maintenance yard. This is a very good deal. 515 Breck Street in Scranton, a two-family for $68,500.
Thank you, Pat. And my tip before we close, social media is a wonderful thing. Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, etc. Some people have chosen to live their lives on there. But the tip I have is please, 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 buyers and sellers, refrain from posting the details of finding your dream home or selling your home on these sites. It can really get messy. Believe it or not, you are showing your hand and your emotions, which can work against you. It can get very complicated. You, of course, are welcome anytime to post your pictures and your good news after your closing, but I suggest not before. We do want to share in your excitement and, you know, the wonderful good news that you are sharing with the world, but not before, please, after. It's time to say goodbye. Thank you for joining the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker, with Jackie Ruddy and Pat Devaney of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Remember to contact us by
email. Email us questions during the week at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com, or call us at 570-344-6724. That's 344-6724.
You can view our listings or search the MLS or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com. That's jruddy.com. Have an astounding weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers.
Thinking of buying or selling a house and have questions? Tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable, hosted by locally owned and operated Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate, on Saturday mornings at 11 and Sunday mornings at 11:30.